Kids, when you reach your late 20s, you might be surprised to discover you still don't have life quite figured out. Like with Aunt Lily. Even though she was back from San Francisco, she was still on a quest to find herself.
It's just all I've ever done is teach kindergarten. I want to get out there and change the world. I want to find my passion.
And she did find it.
I'm going to be a life coach.
In fact, she found it again and again.
I'm going to be a marine biologist. Slam poet. Beekeeper. Not a beekeeper.
Newest lifelong dream? Singing in a punk rock band.
What's she doing for money through all this?
She's waiting tables at Big Wave Luau.
Wait, you mean that Hawaiian place where they wear those embarrassing outfits?
No.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Welcome to Big Wave Luau. May I tiki your drink order? Oh, crap. Sorry.
Oh, hi, Lily. We were just in the neighborhood. Thought we'd get some lunch. We didn't even know you'd be here.
Marshall takes the photo of her.
What do you want?
Whoa, I don't think that's how you're supposed to greet a customer at Big Wave Luau.
She's in a grass skirt and garlands.
Aloha, island visitors. The big wave brought you to our humble luau. For that, we thank you, or in my native tongue, mahalo.
I didn't catch your name. Did you guys catch your name?
No.
My name is Anuhea. It means cool and fragrant, much like any of our 12 specialty drinks.
Robin, nothing to add?
No. Lily is my friend, and I'm not going to make fun of her for trying to follow her dreams.
Thank you.
Although you might want to bring out the big Hawaiian drum, because I'm pretty sure today's my birthday.
Oh! How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
I have never needed beer more than I do right now.
Well, I thought you said your semester was going to be a piece of cake. I remember, because you were eating a piece of cake at the time, and you said, dude, my semester's going to be this.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be, but my professor's like the toughest grader I've ever seen. She had like a bad divorce this summer, and now she's taking it out on us. I'll tell you the truth, I think she just needs to get laid.
Really? Laid, you say?
You wouldn't be into her. She's like in her late 40s.
Is she hot?
I think she's kind of hot, yeah.
And she's looking for some action. Sounds to me like she could be a cougar.
A what?
A cougar. An older woman, usually in her 40s or 50s, single and on the prowl for a younger man.
What's a woman in her 60s or 70s? A turtle?
Marshall, I've thought it over and I accept your challenge.
I didn't challenge you to have sex.
Tomorrow, the cougar hunt begins.
So I quit my job. I just couldn't take it anymore. Approximately 50 times a day, some guy asked me for a lay.
Classic.
Ty, didn't you tell me they need a new assistant in your office?
Yeah. Somebody did just quit. So, where should we eat today? Oh, awesome. You brought lunch for everyone?
An overweight woman gets upset and runs off.
Oh, dude, that is cold-blooded.
It was an honest mistake. Look, when somebody opens up a container with an entire chicken in it, it's okay to assume they made lunch for everyone.
Ted, that girl didn't quit. You destroyed her.
It was a whole chicken. And did I mention she had 12 sides?
Oh, so now you're gonna bash her figure. Real classy, Ted.
So, Lily, what do you say? Do you want the job?
What would I be doing?
Basically, you're sort of a general office assistant. You'll sit there. My station is right over here. And things are a little bit crazy right now because we're pitching a new building to a big client.
Oh, right. Is that the...
Yeah. Here's the model.
He lifts a sheet.
Oh, you weren't kidding. It really does look like a giant penis.
I know.
For whatever reason, Mr. Druthers just doesn't see it.
How can he not see it? I mean, there's the...
I know.
And the way it...
I know.
And the two little...
I know.
Wow, it's just...
Spectacular. Why, thank you.
Lily, this is Mr. Druthers, the head architect on the project. Lily's gonna be our new office assistant.
Ah.
Nice to meet you.
Isn't it? Ted, I looked at your design for the penthouse balcony. Mm. Tell me, do you want to be an architect?
I am an architect.
Really?
Mm.
Well, my six-year-old nephew plays with Legos. Is he an architect?
Not unless he somehow passed all his licensing exams.
Ted, you've got promise, but you have to study what I do more carefully. Now, I want you to design some styrofoam trees for the building model. Think you can handle that?
Absolutely.
Good. So you are going to design the
styrofoam trees.
Once again, with feeling.
Styrofoam trees.
Styrofoam trees!
Styrofoam trees!
That's the spirit! Now gather round.
Ted inches towards him.
This isn't just about trees, Ted. This is about life. And sometimes in life, you have to get the trees just right, or you're fired.
He walks off.
Man, that guy is a total... well...
She points at the model.
Okay, wait. That's Professor Lewis's office there.
Okay, let's take a look.
Barney peers through a plant.
Oh, yeah. It's a cougar, all right. Fine, specimen.
See, you can identify a cougar by a few key characteristics. Start with the hair. The cougar keeps up with current hairstyles as a form of camouflage. The prey may not realize that he's engaged a cougar until he's already being dragged, helpless, back to her lair. Now the blouse. The cougar displays maximum cleavage possible to captivate her prey. If you're watching them bounce, she's about to pounce. And see the claws? Long and sharp to ward off rival females or open alimony checks. Yeah, this one's a beaut.
He steps back from the plant.
Okay. Let the hunt begin.
Wait. I'm not so sure I'm comfortable with you hunting my constitutional law professor.
Who would you rather have grading your papers? A savage, man-eating jungle cat? Or a purring, satisfied kitty?
Marshall glances at the professor.
Go, Barney. Go mount and stuff that cougar.
Barney enters her office.
Scusi, I'm Luigi, Italian exchange student. I was, walking to class. But then, I noticed you. Bella Principessa.
Tell me what you want to get out.
Direct. I like that. The name's Barney. What I want is you.
He winks.
Turn around.
He does.
My place, 2 hours. Don't be tardy.
I can't believe how Mr. Druthers treats people. And that building, oh, talk about overcompensating.
He's not usually this bad. It's just that the partners have made it very clear this project is make or break for us. So lately, he's been a little testy. You know what I mean? Crotchety. I'm just saying it's been hard on him. Okay, all right, stop.
Did you show Lily your design?
No.
What design?
It's nothing.
It's fantastic. Just for fun, Ted's been working on his own design, and it doesn't look at all like male genitalia. At least not healthy male genitalia. Ted, you should pitch your building to Druthers.
Are you kidding? He's Hammond Druthers. He's a legend. I'm just part of his team. This building is huge for the firm, so it's really important we don't blow it. All right, enough.
Oh, my God. Incredible.
C-minus.
C-minus? What are you talking about? I pulled an all-nighter.
You didn't budget your time well. You glossed over some of the most important points. And your oral presentation was sloppy and inconclusive.
Mr. Druthers asked if you were making the trees or waiting for them to sprout on their own. And he stared at me until I laughed.
Okay. I'm done.
Great. I'll put the paints away. You just go show them.
Great. Thanks.
Finally.
I wondered whether you were making the trees or waiting for them to sprout on their own.
Good one, sir. Anyway, here they are.
Too green.
Too green?
Yes. The leaves should really be more of a natural brown color, almost brunette. And think bushier. I want this tower to rise from a thicket of wild, ungroomed brunette shrubbery. Can you picture it, Ted?
I can't unpicture it.
Oh, my God. It's gone.
What? What's gone?
My baseball, signed 3 times by Pete Rose.
Well, it's got to be around here somewhere.
What do you think, Ted? It just let itself out of its plastic case and rolled away? Somebody stole it.
Well, Better get back to these styrofoam trees.
Oh, who cares about the trees? It's just busy work to make you feel like you're contributing.
Inspiring as always, sir. Lily?
At his desk.
Where'd she put those paints?
He searches through Lily's desk, only to find the baseball rattling around in one of the drawers.
Hey, Lily, question for you. Why did I find Mr. Druthers' baseball signed 3 times by Pete Rose in your desk drawer?
That's easy. I took it.
Why?
It's simple.
Can't believe there's no horseradish for the roast beef. I guess you were sick the day they taught that at Sandwich University?
He shoves it at the sandwich guy.
Mother, no one from the nursing home is stealing from you. I didn't get you a birthday present.
He knocks an ice cream from the hand of a little boy.
What? You gonna cry? Huh? Little crybaby's gonna cry? Hey, everybody, look! Little crybaby's gonna cry!
Nearby, Lily is crying.
That's my ice cream!
Okay, I may have exaggerated that last one. But the point is, he was mean. And that's why I took away his ball.
What does his ball have to do with anything?
Druthers has to be taught he can't behave like that. When I was teaching kindergarten, whenever a kid was mean, I would take away one of his toys. The kid would be upset at first, but then he'd learn to stop being mean. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Lily stole my boss's baseball signed 3 times by Pete Rose.
Why? Was he being mean?
You know about this?
Yeah. It's her own personal form of justice. Did you tell him about that time at the Gap? Oh, that was a good one. The sales guy was rude to Robin, so I took a pair of khakis. I gave them to you for your birthday.
So I've been walking around in stolen khakis?
Oh, I prefer to call them justice khakis.
That's not justice, it's shoplifting, and it's a crime.
So is being mean.
Lily, your little system doesn't even make sense. In kindergarten, the kid knew why he was being punished. Druthers just thinks someone stole his ball.
Well, that's why I left a note.
A note?
Yeah. When he finds it, he'll understand why his ball was taken away. He'll stop being mean, and the office will be a nicer place to work. Maybe he'll even be open to hearing your ideas.
Look, Lil, we're all tolerating this prolonged nervous breakdown you're clearly having with the punk band and the beekeeping and the petty larceny, but this is my career you're messing with.
I'm not sure I like your tone. You know what? Now you've just lost the ball.
Hey, I'd ask you how last night went, but we had a pop quiz today. Nobody got higher than a C minus.
Oh, I know, I know.
You claim to have so much sex, I only assumed you'd be good at it.
Look, I miscalculated. I thought she'd be old and fragile like most cougars. But Kitty's got claws. Don't worry, though. Tonight I'm seeing her again.
Oh, just let it go, man. You're making things worse.
I promise you, after tonight, that cougar will be my pet. And I its master.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
Oh, God, that wasn't your first time, was it? Although that would explain a lot.
No, he told me we had sex yesterday.
Oh, right, that. Well, you had sex yesterday. I revised my syllabus for the spring semester.
When Druthers goes to get his bagel, I'll go in, grab the note, put the ball back. If something goes wrong, yell out, "Who wants espresso?" So I'll know he's coming. Got it? Okay, now give me the ball.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, I stand by what I did, Ted.
Come on, Lily, we're running out of time.
Everybody get in here now!
Who wants espresso?
In the office.
Now, as most of you know, my Pete Rose baseball has been stolen. Well, I just found this note. Dear Mr. Druthers, I, your baseball, am leaving. Maybe if you start being nice, I'll come back. If not, other things in your office may follow my lead. In fact, I overheard your iPod talking, and he may shuffle off at any minute. Now, normally, I would scream at everyone until my voice goes, but maybe that's the wrong reaction here.
Interesting.
Instead, I'm giving my baseball until the end of the day to decide he's homesick. Or tomorrow morning, I'll begin firing 3 people an hour. And if the thief doesn't believe me, well, then you are gambling more than Pete Rose. Major League Baseball's all-time hit leader, a man whose absence from the Hall of Fame is a travesty to the entire sports world, ever, allegedly, did.
Wow. Looks like bye-bye iPod.
Give me his ball back right now. People are gonna get fired.
No, they're not. It's just a tantrum, Ted. I saw this in kindergarten all the time.
This isn't kindergarten. Mr. Druthers is an adult, and he wants his ball back.
All right, I'll give it back if you show him your plans.
No, you'll give it back or you're fired.
I'm sorry, Ted, I just can't do that.
Then you're fired.
Fine. Here's the ball. At least you have one now.
Dude, you're killing me. You didn't tame the cougar. You just made her angrier.
Do you not see the power bar in my hand? I'm fueling up.
So you're going back over there?
Oh, yeah. And tonight, just like John Mellencamp, I am gonna get rid of the cougar once and for all. Get it? But that's what he did with his name.
Later, he's downing energy drinks as he approaches the professor's door.
I can't stop thinking about you. Please, give me another chance.
Barney, I teach all day. It's the last thing I want to do when I get home.
But you don't understand. See, I've been going easy on you. Holding back because I was afraid you'd break a hip or something. But this time, no mercy. I don't care how long it takes. Days, weeks, half a year.
Fine, come in. You can start while I finish grading some papers.
Hurry up. Clients will be here any moment. I slide it closer to his chair. I want this thing to really smack him in the face.
Mr. Druthers, thank you again for understanding about Lily.
Oh, well, I pity her. I mean, to steal from my office and then write that slanderous note, you might say that Lily was mentally deranged. You might say that.
Lily was mentally deranged.
You might even say it loud enough for everyone to hear.
Lily was mentally deranged.
Whoa! That's a bit harsh, don't you think, Ted?
Clients are here.
Excellent. Bring them in.
Our client was a major bank and financial services company in Spokane. They wanted a modern skyscraper that still captured the distinct flavor and history of the Northwest.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I give you the Spokane National Bank Building.
That's a penis.
That's ridiculous. There's no way this majestic tower can be confused with the male organ of love.
You're not building a penis. You got any other ideas?
Other ideas? You said you wanted Hammond Druthers. This is Hammond Druthers.
Well, hats off to your lady friends, but I'm not building it. We're done here.
The trajectory of my entire career might have been different had I not unwittingly worn my Justice khakis that day.
Wait! We have one more idea for you.
Ted, what are you doing?
I have another design.
Sit down, shut up right now.
No.
He grabs some plans and shows them to the bank executive.
To Ted, the youngest person to ever design a building over 70 stories, probably.
Probably!
Congrats, Ted.
Hey, thanks for telling me to stand up to Druthers and pitch my idea. Seriously, none of this would have happened if it weren't for you.
Aw, you know what, Ted? That was very nice. You have earned these screws back. Don't sit in your desk chair until you put them back in.
I'm project manager now, so if you want your old job back.
No, thanks. I think I figured out what I want to be when I grow up. Casey, that's not how we treat people. You'll get this back when you learn to be nice.
She's teaching a nursery class. A hospital room.
Barney, oh my God.
What happened?
He broke his hip.
That's not true. It's just temporarily dislocated. Seriously, I'm fine.
Oh, he's not fine.
I'm
Professor Lewis.
Hi.
Mr. Erickson, hello. I graded your paper tonight. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, she was.
B plus.
B plus?
Marshall, after I've gone through my 8 weeks of physical therapy, I am going to get you that A.
Let her go. She belongs out there, in the wild. And you should feel proud. You fought the cougar and lived.
It was an amazing safari. I can't wait to show you guys the slides.